Good morning to you, dearly beloved listener. You are on to Let the Bible Speak broadcast on Rapa 100.5. And we welcome you to yet another broadcast where we to help you to encounter the truth of God's word for decision making. This decision you make, dear listening friend, about truth will determine where you will be in eternity. This broadcast is to help you reach a good decision concerning the truth so that you might be set free from all errors and that damn the soul. So, beloved listening friend, good morning once again. And we are glad that the Lord has given us another great opportunity to hear from Him, that form of teaching that is able to save us from the shackles of human errors and traditions that have plagued the Christian landscape since the second century AD. Now, this is Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is a sponsored program or broadcast of the Church of Christ Kado. The Church of Christ Kado assembles and worships along Efab Estate Road, four houses away from the Polaris Bank at Life Camp Junction and adjacent to Fana Hotel. Well, the lockdown has been eased to permit face-to-face interactions, and we want to invite you, dear listening friend, to visit with us to see how simple the New Testament form of worship is. Please continue to contact us with the following numbers: 090-771-62877. I'll take it again: 090-771-62877. We also have 080-604-11389. I'll take that again as well: 080-604-11389. And lastly, we also have 080-338-24662. You may check our broadcast on www.churchofchristkado.org. That's our website. And you can also check on Facebook on Church of Christ Kado Annual Bible Lectureship page. Please request for copies of our broadcast using the numbers already given. You can call us, send SMS, or contact us by WhatsApp on these same numbers. My name is Abiodun Adegoroye, and with me in the studio are two of our evangelists, Solomon Efiong, an evangelist with the Church of Christ in Gwagwa, Tasha.
Good morning, beloved listener.
We also have Felix Ekpenyong, a servant of God, serving as preacher in Masaka Congregation, opposite Angwan Fulani Fuel Station along Jankawa Road, Masaka.
Beloved listening friend, may the Lord bless you as you join us this morning in Jesus' name.
Amen. Now, this broadcast today is our usual end of the month interactive time with you, beloved. And so plan to call and ask us your questions, and the Bible will surely answer all your questions. We are going to be giving you two numbers shortly. But today we will continue discussing and taking your questions on the issue of miraculous gifts of the Holy Spirit, especially what we have studied in the past few weeks concerning the relationship between speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Now, one of the most frightening conclusions that came out from this month's study is the fact that many may be guilty of saying God is speaking through them when God is not. Speaking in tongues is an ability to speak a message from God in a language the messenger does not know and did not learn. And it's also a sign, according to the Bible.
Amen.
A sign is a mark of the authenticity of the messenger. It is designed to elicit wonder or reverence for the giver of the message, that's God, and also respect for that message. Now, the Apostle Paul revealed by the Spirit of God that tongues, this is in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 22, say tongues are for a sign, not to those who believe, but to unbelievers. Mm. But prophesying is not for unbelievers, but for those who believe. Now, so by these studies, we came to realize that modern speaking in tongues is not actually a prophetic utterance from God at all, but it is an imitation of those who have been deceived, sure, to think that God is speaking a prophetic message through them. And because people have been doing this thing for so long, they have come to believe that the emotional jargons that they utter are a language and a message from God. Well, it is easy to be deceived by Satan. We know that. So thank God for the Bible that reveals to the practitioners of modern speaking in tongues, who ask people to say whatever comes to their minds, that they are deluded to think that the imagination of men's heart is God's word. Long ago, God said through Jeremiah to those who confuse their own imagination and dreams with the pure word of God that, look, I'm against the prophets, declare the Lord, who use their tongues to issue a declaration. Look, I'm against those who prophesy based on false dreams, declares the Lord, and relate them and lead my people astray with their lies and their recklessness. I did not send them, I did not command them, and they provide no benefit at all to these people, declares the Lord. Jeremiah 23:31-32. Now, it seems as if God is talking about today's religious landscape, where people are just saying anything that comes to their mind, and they say it's from God, and it's not from God. So it is certainly a serious issue when you say God have said, and he has not spoken through you, but you have been carried away by your emotions and trying to please your church leaders. Many have been cajoled to say stupid things because they see others imitating the Geo or the man of God in the manner that he's speaking that emotional mumbo jumbo. Well, we'll be interacting with you on this very popular practice this morning. Kindly join us in a word of prayer as we entertain questions from you this morning.
Our Father and our God, we are grateful to you this morning for counting us worthy amongst the living. We thank you, O Lord, because your word is true. Amen. And we are here today, O Lord, to declare this truth, O Father,
amen,
as you have given us, O Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We pray that you sanctify every heart that will listen to us today,
amen,
so that your truth will set them free from the shackles of human error.
Amen. Amen.
King of kings, Lord of lords, we pray, O Lord, that you help us in this broadcast, so that we speak nothing but your word, so that to minister grace to our listener.
Amen.
Blessed be your holy name, O Lord.
Amen.
We pray, Father, that you be with our government, that we will not continue to receive the scourges of poverty and necessities in this country. Father, help them to realize that you are a God who reigns in the kingdom of men.
Amen.
Take glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Solomon, for that prayer. We need to pray for our government.
Yes.
They are facing a lot of challenges.
That's true.
And we just need to be praying for them. Now, listening friend, as it is in our manner, today being the last Sunday of the month, we are set to interact with you as we look forward to receiving your questions and allow the Bible to speak to us concerning that phenomenon referred to as speaking in tongues. So the phone lines that have been are now being opened, and you can call us on these two lines: 080-338-24662. Again, I'll take it again: 080-338-24662. And then we also have 080-604-11389. Again, 080-604-11389. Now, those are the two lines that we have, and then you can call us on either one. We have a speaker already. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you too.
I'm OZ One Mother. I'm calling from Aso Maraba.
Aso Maraba, okay, you're welcome.
My question, should it be on speaking in tongues or any other area that I want to be enlightened on?
Well, you can ask. We are actually dealing with speaking in tongues today, but you can still ask your question if you have a question. Yes, please.
Okay, but in my area, I want to be corrected or enlightened about
yes.
This issue of God changing his mind. Because I know in Malachi 3:6, the Bible made us say that I am the Lord, I change it not, but you, the children of Israel, shall not be consumed.
Okay.
But in the book of Isaiah 38, the case of Hezekiah, when he was sick, he was told to prepare that he's going to die. But when Hezekiah told God about his faithfulness and his good works, God changed his mind and gave him more 15 years. So I want to be enlightened on that.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much. We appreciate that questioner. And he says that does God change his mind? God doesn't change, but can he change his mind? Of course, he has changed his laws. He has changed his, for example, he started the first man with miracle.
Sure.
But he did not continue with miracle.
Certainly.
He said that the seed of man and woman will continue to produce man.
Yeah.
That's like changing his methodology. The same thing is, he started with the patriarchal system where he was talking to the head of the family directly, and they were worshiping him, building altars and so forth. Then he changed after he got his nation. His nation was Israel, the descendants of Abraham and descendants of Jacob, or Israel. Now they were in Egypt. He saved them and he gave them a written law. That was the first time he was going to do that. Even before he did that, I remember on when they were wandering in the wilderness, there was a time he told them that from Monday to Friday, they should only, I mean, Monday to Thursday, they should only take the manna that is coming from heaven. They will only get Ghana only one day's worth. But on Friday, he said Ghana 2 days' worth. So God don't do change his laws, but he hasn't changed.
He has not changed.
He has not changed. So it's the same God that we are talking about. So I think that should help you to understand that God changes. You want to contribute that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We are also told in the Bible that he has compassion on whom he wants.
So yes.
He can change his laws, but he remains the same.
Yeah, that was why Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh to go and preach, because God may change his mind. And he did. When they repented, he changed his mind and he did not destroy them.
Hello, yes. Good morning.
Hi, morning, sir.
God bless you. You are welcome to the Bible
school. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Please turn down the volume of your radio set.
It's about speaking in tongues.
Okay, go ahead.
The speaking in tongues, is it more like a believer must speak in tongues?
He said that a believer must speak in tongues.
Okay.
Yes.
It's all right. Thank you. We allow the Bible.
So what one man said that when you are speaking in tongues, you are speaking to demons.
That when you are speaking in tongues, you are speaking to
people.
Demons. That's what man was telling, speaking to make your head want to say that.
Okay. Well, speaking okay. in tongues is speaking to people. But let's answer the first question.
Speaking to evil or speaking to
people? To people. Now, my brother, I didn't get his name again. He didn't mention. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 29 says, "Not all are apostles, are they?
No.
Not all are prophets, are they? No. Not all are teachers, are they? Not all perform miracles, do they? Not all have gifts of healing, do they?
No.
Not all speak in other languages, do they? Not all interpret, do they?" So you can see that in that chapter 12 verse 30, not all the Christians in the first century who were even given these gifts spoke in tongues, because it was only given to those some people to be able to enable them to get revelation from God and to be able to speak to people and things like that. So the miraculous gift of the first century were not given to everybody.
Every believer.
It's not every believer, but every believer has a gift, which we discussed about 2 or 3 Sundays ago, that every believer has the gift of the Holy Spirit
indwelling in them.
God dwells in you. There's a partnership, there's an intimacy that we have with God when you are born again. And then you start having the Spirit. But it's not because you are indwelled by the Spirit that you now start speaking in tongues. Otherwise, everybody will have been speaking in tongues. That's the misunderstanding that you have in the religious world today. That once you are born again and the Holy Spirit comes to dwell with you, then you'll be speaking in tongues. That's not true. The only time you have speaking in tongues is when, first of all, you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is a different, it only happened twice in the world, to the apostles on the day of Pentecost and to Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. Now, another way we can get ability to speak in tongues is when an apostle lay hands on you. They are all dead now, close to 2,000 years. There's no apostle in the world. So if there's no apostle in the world, there's no apostle laying hand on anybody to be able to speak in tongues. And those are the only two ways you can get speaking in tongues. You don't pray for it. It's not like what you see in the churches today, where people will be praying and say they want the Holy Spirit to descend on them so that they can speak in tongues and have spiritual gifts. You don't pray for it. It's only given through the apostles' laying of hands or by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which has already ended. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 5 says there's only one baptism left, and that is the baptism that puts you into Christ. Galatians chapter 3, okay. Verse 27.
We have another caller.
Okay, I have
good
one.
Good morning, sir.
God bless you. You're on to let the Bible
speak. My name is Emmanuel Baki.
Emmanuel, okay.
I'm the one that don't answer this question.
Okay.
I want to answer this one, sir.
Please go ahead.
Are you speaking to the demons, not here?
Okay. Whether you are speaking so that demons won't hear.
Okay, yeah, okay. Good.
It's all right.
I'm sorry, some people have been calling me too, but you see, the point is that please don't call again, so that you would give other people a chance to hear. the people say that speaking in tongues is when you want to start your prayer, you have first of all say in Jesus' name. When you say Jesus, they will just scatter, the demons will scatter because you have mentioned the name of Jesus. All those ones are superstitious beliefs.
So I think the confusion in our religious landscape here is that these religious leaders, a vast majority of religious leaders, do tell their members that it is only when they pray in tongues that they get the devil confused.
Yes.
And the devil won't understand what they are saying.
But that is very silly.
It's,
You are speaking in tongues. You don't even know what you are saying. What prayer are you praying? Jesus Christ said, when you want to pray, pray like this.
Good.
Our Father who art in heaven. He taught them how to pray. You were asking God for something. You are thanking him for something, and you don't even know what you are saying.
So,
that is meaningless repetition.
The question I would like to ask, when you are praying, are you praying to the demon, or you are praying unto
to God?
It's just like me going to my Father and want to make a request unto him so that he will grant me my desire. Then instead of me to speak to my Father, I start saying things so that my enemy will understand.
What is the meaning of that? What is the meaning of that? What are you asking God? Anyway, okay. Let's just go for another question, please. Good morning to you. This is Let the Bible Speak.
My name is Victor. I'm calling from Apo.
Victor from Apo. Yes, go ahead.
Yes. So, you sure are speaking in tongues.
Yes.
I thought the Bible is explicit on it that when the Holy Spirit come upon the believer,
yes,
that he become a kind of have a spiritual transformation that makes him now to speak a language that he doesn't understand.
Which verse of the Bible says that?
Book, chapter, and verse.
No, because we are not talking about what the Geo have said or what the pastor have said.
Book,
what does the Bible say about it?
I'm not talking of Geo or anybody.
Uh-huh. So let us know where you're getting that
from. Book of Joel. Say, upon my spirit.
Oh, Joel. Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's
chapter 2.
That said, I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh.
Yes.
I thought that is what the Holy that spirit means, the Holy Spirit.
Okay, now let's
what I want to ask now.
Okay, go ahead.
Is the speaking in tongues for everyone?
That's exactly what we have just answered. We read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 29 and 30. And we saw that even in the first century, when the spirit was poured on all flesh, we did not have all Christians speaking in tongues, because speaking in tongues was just a gift of the Holy Spirit to particular people, and we have just been talking about how it came from the Bible. Now, the prophecy of Joel that you have just mentioned now, what does it mean to pour the Spirit onto all flesh? What does that mean? All flesh. Everybody, born believers, believers. I mean, what does that mean? And that was exactly what Peter was saying in Acts chapter 2, that this prophecy is being fulfilled in your eyes. And Peter himself, who was saying that the prophecy was fulfilled, did not understand that God meant Jews and Gentiles. This was the all flesh, because the Jews felt that the only thing God is going to give them, the Spirit, is not going to extend to the Gentiles. That is why the Cornelius had to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He's talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, where people actually can receive the ability to do a lot of things
and so forth.
And it did happen. There is no doubt about it. It happened. But now, we're talking about now, where the Bible have already told us that when this gift that was given at the early church, that it was given for a purpose. And when that purpose is fulfilled, then all those gifts will disappear, so that we can now continue in the maturity of Christianity. Christianity has matured about 2,000 years now, that we now have the word of God being given to us. So we have already finished all that.
So Colinius episode that led to now, I don't think for these specific people failing on all those who were in attendance in that meeting.
Exactly.
Is it not everybody?
That was the baptism of the Holy. We have already done. Okay, I will send to you. Please, I'll send to you the broadcast we did on that, the baptism in the Holy Spirit. We see it for 3 Sundays. So we are going to send it to you, please. Thank you.
Hello, good morning. You want to let the Bible speak? God bless you.
Yes, thank you. I want to ask this important question that has fallen you on this one.
Okay, go ahead.
Are
we to be reciting it as a prayer, or?
Yes, as I woke up in the morning, I want to pray to God. I have a permit to recite it.
Okay, all right.
Thank you very much. The Lord's Prayer, the disciples asked Jesus Christ, teach us to pray. So you now say this is how, not what you should be praying. You have not eaten and you want to ask God for food, but you are telling him, thank you, Father, for, you know, okay, or you have eaten and you are now saying, give us this day our daily bread at 9 o'clock in the night, when you have eaten 3 times. You see, it doesn't make any sense. Do not repeat prayers meaninglessly. You are supposed to pray what is in your heart to God. Now, no, you said how to pray is that, first of all, you glorify God's name, our Father who art in heaven. You recognize that the person you are praying to is the Father that is in heaven, and so forth. So, give us, forgive us, and so forth. So, all those ones are the method, I mean, how to model, it's a model prayer, so that we can understand. But now, for example, if you have eaten in a day, you don't say, give us this day our daily bread. But you say, Father, thank you for the bread that you have given unto me. I've eaten three times a day, and you give him thanks for that.
That is praying with understanding.
Yes. So prayer should not be a meaningless repetition.
Okay.
It's not.
In addition to that, you see, in the morning prayer that Christ gave to the disciples, he said, let thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come.
Now, the kingdom has come. We don't need to be praying
for the kingdom again. But rather to be expanding into the hearts of all men. So the model prayer even was a kind of formula for praying, but not what you should pray.
That's
okay, go ahead.
Hello, good morning. You want to let the Bible speak? God bless you.
My name is Bayo.
Bayo, okay. You're welcome.
In the early church that I knew, when we were growing up, we have not been hearing the Rapaparikeki.
God bless you.
Africanized people, I don't know where the believers from God they are. And this has not led us to anywhere in Africa. Africa, we have just diverted. Despite all these things, we are getting poorer. So I don't know where to come from this thing, how to keep them up. Keep it. So people should, at least, you should try and help a lot of people on this thing more. Thank you very much.
God bless. Thank you. He said Bayo, yes. We've been talking. That's why we are having this phone-in session. For the past 2-3 Sundays, we've talked about speaking in tongues. In fact, the First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, that they rely on, that they are speaking mysteries. So nobody can understand. And we debunked that.
Of course.
There is no mystery.
Not what we think.
There is no mystery again in Christianity. It has been revealed. So, I'll send you some things also if you also need that. But anyone who needs our something,
we have another caller,
can go ahead and request for it.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
God bless you. You are on to let the Bible speak.
Yes, my name is Ikem Mubi. I'm calling from Malaba.
Okay. Please go on.
Yeah, I'm talking in connection with this. Miracles.
Sir?
From what you said, miracles.
Okay.
From what you said miracle ended with Christ. From what you said.
No, it did not end with Christ, sir. We didn't say that.
Hello?
I want to hear.
He said he wants to know when miracles ended.
He wants to know when miracle ended.
First Corinthians chapter 13.
Miracle ended with the first Christian generation.
Miracle
is not the ability. So I want you to say that because there are things that we have in church and there are miracles that are performed by the grace of God.
Okay.
Well,
in your church, miracle is still happening.
Yeah, that is what.
Yes.
Okay, when you wake up every minute, it's a miracle.
Okay, let's read the Bible for you. First Corinthians chapter 13. Let's start from verse 8 to 10. It says, love never fails. But if there are prophecies, they will be done away with. If there are languages, that is speaking in tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away with. For what we know is incomplete, and what we prophesy is incomplete, that is in part. But when what is complete, that's the complete revelation now comes, that which is incomplete will be done away with. Now, when the word of God was completely revealed, the things, the powers, I mean, the miraculous gifts that were bringing them, because it was actually for revelation, all those gifts that you are seeing, talking about, they were actually to help the first century church, to build the church, to receive messages from God, because the Old Testament was written, but the New Testament was not written at that time. Now we have it written. Now, so when that complete has come, the complete revelation of God, then what is incomplete will be what?
Done
away with. And that's exactly when that happened. And this was more than, that's about 100 years after Christianity started. Everything was already completely revealed. And Revelation 22 says that we should not add to it.
Nor subtract.
Or subtract from it.
But prior to that time, everything was happening miraculously.
Yes. There's a caller here.
Okay.
Yes. Good morning, sir. Yes, please speak up. Go ahead. Hello? We have lost that caller, apparently. Let's have another one. Yes? Please, good morning. Good morning to you too.
Yes, my name is Peter Daniel.
Okay, Daniel. Please, move away from your radio set.
Okay, Sir, I want to confirm this one that they say it should be free. In the case of being free, what do you mean by being free?
Being free?
Yeah, in the case of Christian to be in spirit, I thought that it's the word of God or it's another spirit.
You are too close to your radio set and we are not able to hear you very well.
Are you ready, sir?
Please tune down the volume of your radio set so we'll be able to have a free flow.
Okay, go ahead again. Okay, to be in the spirit. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. What does that mean to be in the spirit? Because I think maybe we should have a major study on that too. Because being in the spirit doesn't mean because you are speaking in tongues, you are being in the spirit. In fact, the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, they were able to speak in tongues. But they were carnally minded.
Yeah.
They were filled with carnality. They were not filled with the spirit of God. Because that you have spiritual gift does not make you to be spiritual. And that is actually what we saw from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. That Paul said he could not address them unless they are, because they were actually, but to be filled with the Spirit is to be filled with the Word of God.
That's true.
And to be able to, be bringing the Word of God out to control your life, to determine for you what you are going to, how you are going to think and reason and behave and all that, to be in the control of the Spirit. And that's, but we'll talk about that more.
God bless you.
As you have already revealed it now. Yes.
You
go ahead.
The Bible speak?
Yeah. I want to ask this question. You say that for one to be able to receive it, that an apostle must do the hand on you. You see, miracle ended during the time of apostles. Then doesn't mean that somebody cannot be prayed for and receive him today.
Someone okay.
Cannot be prayed for.
That's a very good question.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
One of our broadcasts talked about the difference between miracles and providence. And that's why God asks us to pray. When we pray, we get what we ask for. But does it have to be miraculously?
No.
People don't understand that. You pray for to get a baby. The baby comes after you have slept with your wife 9 months. God has answered your prayer. But does it have to be miraculous that you will not even touch your wife at all? She will just get pregnant. Why is in that one?
The challenge here is that people cannot differentiate.
Yeah,
what is miracle? You have to know what is miracle, what is providence.
Okay, let's take one more last question because our time is up. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you too. You are too close to your radio set.
Yeah. I have this question for you.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Do you still believe that some people in this world that they still speak in tongues? Or do you still believe that God can still use people to deliver people? Thank you, sir.
Okay,
let's
take
two questions together.
Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning, sir.
Yes, please be brief. What's your question?
Yeah, much.
Yes, we don't have time.
My name is Henry, your servant is from Morozo.
Okay.
You said in this dispensation that we, the believer, we don't need to speak in tongues again.
Okay.
I want to actually speak concerning what the Mark 18, Mark 16 verse 17 says what he thinks.
Okay.
All right. See what we will do because of our time.
Okay, we have dealt with that, but we also, please mark his number so that we can send some matters to him. But for the former speaker that I did not questioner, I want you to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And you will see that to the Thessalonians, this was almost 2,000 years now, Paul told them that there will be miracles, fake miracles that will be coming up from those who are going to exalt themselves, exalt themselves above God. And they will sit on God's seat and they will be saying, doing all kinds of fake. And God will allow it to happen. So we didn't say that miracles would assist you. The one from God to reveal the word God's word assists, but the one that is going to be deceiving people are continuing. Read it to verse 12. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. So, well, our time is up, dearly beloved. We will see you next week, God willing. if the Lord tarries. May the Lord bless you and have a COVID-19 free week in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.